we'll hear it tonight. The final answer to what is the Beis Yosef's kasha? The kasha is as follows. We know that what it appears to be, at least, there's going to be different girsas in the Gemara, but it appears to be they found a pach shemen, and that pach shemen had enough to last for one night, and it lasted for eight. So therefore, there was miraculous oil for seven nights. If it was only seven nights of miracle, why do we celebrate 8 days of Hanukkah? Why it should be 7 days? There's only 7 days of miracle. That's what it would appear like. This is the question of the Beis Yosef. He's not the first one to ask the question, but he's the one that made the question famous. Therefore, he gets the credit for it. As we mentioned, the Sefer Ner Lameya, which gives 100 answers to this question. And then I will tonight, Beis Hashem, reveal to you the final answer to this question. So as follows, the discussion we have over here is, why is it that there are 8 nights of Hanukkah, should only 7? So we could go with many different approaches to answer this question. I'll start from the beginning. There's actually a different girsa in the Gemara. The different girsa in the Gemara is that there was not even enough for one night. The girsa that we have in front of us is there was enough for one night and it lasted 8. There's a different girsa, there was not enough even for one night. It sounds a little strange to you, right? Why would they have a jug if it's not enough for one night? Well, listen to this. It's an unbelievable answer. It's brought down from the Goyim the following thing. Let me ask you another question. It says that it had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. What does the Kohen Gadol have to do with the menorah? He doesn't light the menorah, not necessarily. It doesn't have to be the Kohen Gadol. Why is this oil have the seal of the Kohen Gadol? And the answer that the Vilna Gaon gives is because this oil was not for the menorah. This oil was for the mincha of the Kohen Gadol. He has a mincha schavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings, and his mincha has to have shemen. Now it has to have a half a look less shemen than the menorah. So if you would use that for the menorah, you would not have enough oil even for one night. And that's what this lug, this pach shemen was. It was the Kohen Gadol's shemen for his mincha. Now, there's another difference, aside for the amount, which is that the Kohen Gadol doesn't need to have what's called shemen zayis zach. He doesn't need to have, for the menorah, you have to have the first drop. You just take an olive and you squeeze it. That first drop is pure olive oil. Now when you crush it, you're going to get a little bit more of the guts of the olive in it. It's not going to be as clear. So the first drop is for the menorah. Afterwards, you could use other stuff for the mincha if the Kohen Gadol wants to. So the Kohen Gadol's oil won't necessarily be good for the menorah. However, this Kohen Gadol wanted to use the best. Even though he could have used regular oil, he says, I want to have the purest oil for my mincha. Because I want my mincha to be mehadrin. I want to make my mincha special. So therefore, we found this jug of oil. It was the Kohen Gadol's jug. It was not enough even for one night. We used it and it lit 8 nights. So there's 8 nights of miracle. That answers that question. That will also answer for us, why are we so busy with mehadrin, mehadrin, mina mehadrin? Why do we have all these tears and everyone's doing mehadrin? Right, the reason is because the whole miracle happened because the Kohen Gadol said, I want to make special oil. He didn't have to. He could have used the dirty oil. That would have been good for the mincha, not good for the menorah, but would have been fine for his mincha, but he didn't. And in that merit, we have our miracle. Therefore, we also have mahadrim and mahadrim. So the first answer to the question is that there was a miracle all 8 nights because there was not enough to burn even for one night. Another answer is for various reasons, even though there is in theory enough, it would not have worked. Okay, one answer is as follows. Usually, the menorah is not lit in the chatzar. The chatzar is an outside area where there's wind. The menorah is actually lit inside of the bayis itself. However, if there's all this tumah and all of this destruction and all of that, says the Chassam Sofer, they didn't light the menorah inside. This one time, they took the menorah out. And that's how everyone's able to see the miracle, because usually we don't see the menorah, only the Kohen sees the menorah. But it was outside, hence we light our menorahs outside also, in the open, and it was lit in the elements. Now, I've spoken to someone who knows chemistry, I don't, but he said that this is a phenomenon, that when you light something outside, it actually uses more oil than you light it inside. The wind causes that the oil should be drawn up. in order that it should be able to light. So even though if it would have been lit inside, it would have been enough. But because they were, the lashon that we say is hidliku neiros bechatzrois kodshecha. They lit the neiros outside. That's part of the reason why the yeshiva is a minig on Shabbos Chanukah to daven outside. Usually we daven in the bayis, but on Shabbos Chanukah we daven outside, usually in the chatzer or the kordo. But you know, we daven a little different this time, still outside. But that was what was the cause of the miracle. That's why the first night was also a miracle, because there was not enough oil for this lighting because it was outdoors. Another answer which they give is as follows. Usually they use a menorah which is made out of gold. Now gold does not absorb anything because it's metal. However, the menorah was also tameh. So what do? It could be they constructed a wooden menorah. You know, there was many menorahs in the Beis HaMikdash. As a matter of fact, when I was in Rome and we were doing a tour of the Arch of Titus, so there's a whole discussion about that menorah does not look like the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. It could be that was the backup menorah. It could be the real menorah is somewhere here in Eretz Yisrael. And what Titus took is the second, they had other kelim in case something went wrong. They had lots of backups, they had lots of peroichuses, they had numerous menorahs. It could be the menorah that Titus has, by the way, the one that's maybe still in the Vatican, is not the original menorah. We don't even need that, haha. We're going to get our own menorah, the real one, which is the right shape, because there's different questions of it's supposed to be round, it's supposed to be straight, whatever it is in the picture, it seems to give us an indication. Al kol panim, they made another menorah made out of wood. Now, when a menorah is made out of wood, so the wood absorbs some of the oil. So therefore, there was not enough oil even for the first night. In a chanami, the jug, in theory, would have had enough if you had lighted it in gold. But they didn't have the gold menorah. They lit in a wood menorah. Therefore, there was not enough oil. This is another answer as to why there was not enough oil and it was a miracle all 8 nights. Now, there's other answers to this question. There's a classic answer. This is the one that probably is beloved by most, which is as follows. We talk about what Chanukah is supposed to teach us. Now, we don't have miracles anymore. We don't see open miracles anymore. But the truth be told, every day is a miracle. Our life's a miracle. Everything is a miracle. And we realize that. And Chanukah is supposed to try to process that special idea. We're supposed to understand that everything that happens in nature is really a miracle. And that's why we say in Moedim, Al Nisecha, Shebechol Yoim Imanu, Hashem, you do miracles with us every single day. Not miracles like something crazy, like something that could only burn for one night, burns for eight. But just the fact that oil burns, it's the strangest thing. What makes oil flammable? The fact that oil is flammable is a miracle. So nature is also a miracle. And what we were supposed to understand from the night of Chanukah is that even the first night is a miracle. What, do you think this is supposed to burn? Who said it's supposed to burn? Where does it come from? We like assume there are laws of nature. All of that is really Hashem, and all of that is a miracle. And that's the way that my Rebbe, Rav David Cohen, reads into the Moos Tzur. We say, B'nei Bina Yimei Shmoina Kavu Shiru Nanim. B'nei Bina, people of Bina. What is that? Why do we call the people that were Koyveya Shmoina Yomim of Chanukah Bina? What does Bina mean? Bina means, it means understanding. Or maven davar mitoich davar is Bina. Understand something from something else. In other words, they saw the miracle of the Chanukah lech, and they said, you know what? Everything is a miracle. Every day is a miracle. Even the fact that oil burns is a miracle. So therefore, we're going to make 8 nights. Because the first night is also a miracle. The first night is, and that's the reason why we have 8 nights, to recognize that Teva is a miracle. Similarly, this is another shot that many Mefarshim say, is that the first night, or the last night, is the miracle of the Milchama. There's two things that happen simultaneously. And it's a little confusing, which one is the main part of Chanukah? The fact that they fought this war, this crazy war, Rabin Ban Ma'atin, it was Giborim Bi'ad Chaloshin. It was a wild thing that we won this war. We were outnumbered, insanely outnumbered. It's not normal we could have won this war, and we won. That's one thing that happened. That's what the Al Nisim is all about. And then you have the Gemara seems to all be talking about the Pach Shemen. So which one is it? So maybe it's the two of them together. So maybe one night that we're celebrating is because of we won the war. That itself is miraculous. The odds were very far against us. However, that miracle is really more teva. You know, people walking around, Maccabees, they think that you got to be tough, strong guy, a Maccabee, and they have Maccabee games, and they think, people think that they were like, somehow they were, you know, they were, their strategy was good. It's baloney, of course. They were, it was Yeshiva Bachrim. There's no way in the world that they were going to win this war, other than Hashem, but it was a miracle that was covered, or it was hidden by nature. So that's a Mace Nister and a Mace Nigla. These are many of the answers. There's other answers that the Rishonim say is the fact that they found the Pach Shemen is a miracle. I mean, the Yevanim were trying really hard to stamp out all of the Kedusha, anything that was Tahar. And the fact that they were able to find the Pach Shemen, that's the miracle on the first night. There's another answer, this is one of my favorites, is the fact that they looked for the Pach Shemen. Is a miracle. Because you come into this place and you're like, okay, you see destruction everywhere, everything is broken, and then they say, you know what? Let's try to find, what are you trying to find? It's crazy. This place is overrun, it's over, it's done with, we're finished, it's not happening. But no, Jews never give up. Yidden never give up. We have a mantra. Our mantra is Ein Shum Yush Bolam Klal. We will never give up. It doesn't make a difference how bad the odds are stacked against us. We will always keep fighting and we will keep looking and searching. And they did. And they searched for it and they found it. And that itself is the miracle of Hanukkah. That a Yid can be in the face of so much destruction and so much darkness and he still has the optimism to say, maybe I'll find a Pach Shemen. He does. And miraculously, we have the celebration. One last answer, which is also a very popular answer, which is that when they found this jug of oil, right? By the way, this jug has a lot of history to it, according to many midrashim. So what they did is they filled up all of the cups, right? And then lo and behold, the jug's got more oil. Holy smokes! Look at that. So the first night there's already a miracle. Woo! Look at that. There's a miracle. Right away when they filled it up, boom. So they're like, okay, we got enough for the second night. Second night again. And it kept on refilling. So every night, there was even the first night, there was a miracle because it came back. It wasn't that it just, it stayed in the cup over there and didn't burn over there. There was enough in the jug, which sounds like familiar stories from Navi, where there was the story of Eliyahu and the Pach Shemen, and stories of, maybe these are the Pachim Ketanim of Yaakov Avinu. You know, he went back for it. These jugs, there has a long history to these jugs. Anyway, these are some of the answers that they have for the question of why is it that we have eight nights. I will share with you the final answer. I'm sorry, I didn't do it until now. Then we'll end. The final answer is as follows. The menorah symbolizes Torah Shebaal Peh. There's the Aroi, which is the Torah, which is Torah Shebechsav, and the menorah is Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, my friend, is endless. It just keeps on going and going and going. Torah Shebaal Peh goes on forever. And there's Chidushim, we can say, in the year 2020, Tafshin, Pei, Aleph. We could still say Chidushim, and there's the Reb Kivevi's Pshat, and there's the Pnei Yeshua's Pshat, and there's the Ktoisis Pshat, and there's... And which one is true? The answer is they're all true. They're all true. It just keeps on flowing and going. If the menorah represents Torah Shebaal Peh, so there's going to be all these answers. That's what the eighth night is. It's to be able to... It facilitated so much Torah. 500 answers to the same question. Which one is the real answer? The answer is they're all the real answer. That's the final answer.